So, first day, we talked about going to Jesus for what? For what? Put your hand up so I can call you on you. Put your hand up so I can call. Yeah, you.
Relationship.
All right, very good. And the second day, we learned that we can go to Jesus to
learn.
Yeah. And today, we're going to learn that we can go to Jesus for help. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you will help us learn what we need to learn. Build our faith up and our trust up in you so that when we are in need of help, that we have no hesitation to go to you with our requests. Amen. So you remember yesterday's passage of scripture? It says like, whatever you ask in my name, what is it? Do you guys remember that? It will be given to you. That's kind of a crazy thought, isn't it? So does it mean like, okay, in Jesus' name. So in Jesus' name, I'd like a Corvette. Without, does it work?
Where's my Corvette?
Right? Does it work that way?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay, you try.
In Jesus' name, I wish for a Lamborghini.
I don't see any Lamborghini yet. Maybe you'll get it. Why doesn't it work that way? Hayden?
Because Jesus doesn't always give you what you want.
Okay, that's sometimes. David, do you have an idea?
Because God's not a cosmic genie.
Ooh, he's not a cosmic genie. Okay, any other ideas? Timmy?
He knows it will actually satisfy you.
Corvette's pretty satisfying.
Wait.
You got a good point there, Timmy. Okay, Xander's got a thought.
He knows that you don't need it.
Don't need it? What's your thought?
It's not his will.
It's not part of his will? Okay.
God doesn't need to provide us with materialistic things in order to have us have a happy life.
Oh.
He provides us with the things that we need in order to have a full life.
But I have lots of things in my life that he's provided for me that I don't need. Do I need this shirt? I need a shirt, maybe. But do I need this shirt?
No.
No. I get lots of extra. In fact, if you are living in North America and you have any kind of allowance, you are wealthier than 90% of this world. Isn't that hard to believe? So God provides us with things that we don't need at times. So why doesn't it work when I ask for something ridiculous? That it's just like, poof, not there. We're going to come back to that tonight. But I want you guys to think on that a little bit, okay? Xander, you got a question?
You already have a car?
I have two cars. I have a minivan, which is super cool and a lot like a Corvette. Not at all. And I have a blue hatchback. So I got two cars. And they're good cars. They're not great cars. They're not like super fast, they're not super cool, but they're great cars for our family and for me. All right, so we're going to talk about going to Jesus for help. This is a really cool story, and if you ever have friends like as good as this guy's friends are, like you are going to be one of the most blessed people in the world, okay? Check the story out. It's found in Mark chapter 2, all right? And we're going to start at verse 1. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. You ready for this? Yeah? No? Maybe so? Mark chapter 2, verse 1. It says this. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. What's a paralyzed man?
Someone who can't walk.
Yeah, so maybe it's from the waist down, maybe it's from the neck down, we don't know, but he can't walk. He's got limited mobility. All right, so carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd. So check this out. So they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Now, the roof in those days were typically made out of straw or grass and mud and different things so that like you could actually dig a hole, not like shingles and plywood and things like that we would make our roofs out of. So they made their houses differently than what we do today. So they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." What? So, did you guys expect Jesus to like say, "Your sins are forgiven"? Or what did you guys kind of expect Jesus to do?
To heal him and let him walk.
Yeah. So if I'm bringing my friend to Jesus and I'm lowering him down through the roof right in front of him, I'm be like, "Oh, we really need him healed. It would be so good for it would be like he could get a job, he could have a family, like he could do all these things that he wants to so badly but can't." Could you imagine? And he's like, "Hey man, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." Kind of like, great, thanks. But at the same time, it's like maybe a little bit disappointing because what we had hoped for didn't happen. Kind of like when we hope for something from Jesus, whether it be a good thing or a silly thing like a Corvette, and it doesn't happen, it's like, what? What? What's going on here? Let's keep reading. So Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law were sitting there, thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." And Jesus, being God, he knew immediately what they were thinking. So he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or stand up and pick up your mat and walk?" So here's the first crazy thing. Like, we learn here in this story that Jesus is a mind reader. Like, he knows what's going on in their hearts and their minds. And he's like, "Why are you thinking that way?" And he like, they don't have to say a word. He just like confronts them. Could you imagine how uncomfortable that would be? Like, if all of a sudden I could like know your thoughts and know your heart and be like, "Why are you thinking that, Ruth?" And Ruth would be like, I don't know what I was thinking. Right? Wouldn't it be kind of crazy to be around a person who knows your thoughts and knows your heart? It would be crazy. All right. So Jesus says, ask them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or stand up, pick up your mat, and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "has the authority on earth to forgive sins." And Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." That's kind of a crazy story, isn't it?
Wait, was the man actually paralyzed or was he?
Yeah! Like, 100% paralyzed. Like, couldn't move his legs. For sure his legs, maybe his whole body. depending on where his paralysis started. Right? Isn't that crazy? So God fixed something in his body so that he could walk. Just by saying, get up and go home. Pick up your mat and go home. So he does that. So, what would you rather hear from God? Your sins are forgiven? Or get up, pick up your mat, and go home. Who says sins are forgiven? Put your hand up. Yeah, who says get up and go home? Who's like, I don't know, this is a really hard one for me to answer. Yeah, this is a really hard one to answer. Can I tell you something? God is always, always more occupied with your heart and what's going on inside of you in your heart than with the things of this world. Whether it's a new car like a Corvette or Lamborghini or being able to walk. God's more concerned with your heart and what's going on the inside there than anything else. So here's a question for you. Do you got friends that would bring you to Jesus no matter what it takes? Like they would dig the hole through the roof. They would go to the ends of this world so that you could get healed and get help from Jesus. Do you got friends like that? Do you? Yeah? It'd be pretty sweet if you did. Maybe some. How about you? Are you a friend like that to your friends? Would you bring your friends to Jesus no matter how difficult? Yeah? Maybe? I think we know that the right answer is, yeah, I should. But sometimes life gets hard. Right? Life gets tricky. So, I have a question for you. One more question. Maybe my prayer for a Corvette isn't the right prayer. Maybe I should be preoccupied with something else. Like what's going on in my heart. Let's take 30 seconds. And we're going to pray a simple prayer. I'm going to pray. You can kind of agree with me in your mind. And then we're going to take some time to be silent. And there might be some thoughts or some emotions or some things that God brings to your mind that he wants you to deal with. He wants you to go to him for help. Sometimes I think I know exactly what I need help with, but I don't. Meanwhile, God knows exactly what I need help with. So let's ask him, God, what do I need help with? Lord Jesus, it is good to be in your presence. And we know we can't see you, we can't touch you, we can't feel you with our fingers, but we know that you're here. God, we have a simple question that we would like you to answer to us. And if you would put some thoughts into our heads, that would be really helpful for us. Lord Jesus, what is it that we need help with? Just listen to God, see if he puts anything in your mind. Lord, would you help us with this? It's probably something that we can't do on our own. So, Lord, we need your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You guys can go to Jesus for help about anything, absolutely anything. And if you feel like maybe you're not getting the help you need, or he's not answering the prayers that you want, ask him how you should pray, what you need help for. I think he'll tell you. It might be right away. Some of you might have gotten a thought. And others of you, maybe you didn't get any thoughts. And you're like, going to need to be patient. Maybe it'll come tonight. Maybe it'll come next week. But he'll answer when you ask him. He will answer. And we have to be ready to listen and ready to hear those things. And if we're too busy doing other things to hear, or we're not waiting for that, then maybe sometimes we'll miss it. All right?